Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. A woman named Renee tells a ministry leader, I know Christians are supposed to forgive, but every time I hear that word, I feel sick. My brother lied about me, turned my family against me, and never admitted what he did. The leader could say, you need to forgive him, but that may not be wise ministry. Christian gratitude discernment helps leaders slow down. Forgiveness is holy. Mercy is central to the gospel. But forgiveness must never be used to minimize harm, rush trust, silence anger, or pressure someone into unsafe reconciliation. In Scripture, forgiveness is rooted in God's mercy. Ephesians 4:32 says, "And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God also in Christ forgave you." The Christian life is shaped by mercy received and mercy extended. But this does not mean harm is ignored. Forgiveness does not mean the offender was right. Forgiveness does not mean trust is instantly restored. Forgiveness does not mean reconciliation is always safe. Forgiveness does not mean consequences disappear. Forgiveness does not mean a wounded person must give unsafe access. Leaders need to help people separate forgiveness, trust, reconciliation, justice, repentance, time, fruit, and safety. Ministry Sciences observes that forgiveness can support healing when it is freely chosen, truth-based, and not coerced. But forced forgiveness can deepen harm, especially where abuse, betrayal, or manipulation is involved. The gospel gives the deeper foundation. We forgive because Christ has forgiven us. We entrust judgment to God. We release vengeance. But we do not call evil good. A leader might say, Renee, what happened was wrong. Before we talk about forgiveness, let's name the harm honestly. Then we can ask what mercy, safety, justice, and wisdom require. What helps is careful distinction. What harms is spiritual pressure. A wise leader may ask, what harm needs to be named? What anger or grief needs to come before God? What would forgiveness mean here? What would trust require? What boundaries are needed? What is one faithful next step? Christian gratitude discernment helps people remember mercy without excusing harm. The ministry takeaway is this: forgiveness is not denial. Forgiveness is not unsafe access. Forgiveness is entrusting the wound, the offender, the justice, and the future to God while walking in wisdom.